Welcome to Bible Insights with Wayne Conrad. God's Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Today's topic, put on the whole armor of God. Soldiers in God's army are one of the ways Christians are depicted in the Bible. Hear Paul's words to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4, NIV. Join with me in suffering, like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. Through Paul's letter to the Ephesians, God has given us some orders to be obeyed. The purpose of these commands is to ensure that we are victorious soldiers. First, we are told to be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. It's supremely important that we recognize our position in Christ and act accordingly. We are victors because we are identified with the captain of the Lord's host. Second, we're told to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil, Ephesians 6:11. In this world, Satan has the vantage point, and he attacks us wherever possible. But Paul tells us in 1 Peter 5:8, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But God has provided us with all the equipment we need for our protection. To stand against the foe and to be victorious in spiritual conflict, we must make constant use of the armor God has provided. God suits us up so that we can successfully stand up against all the strategies and deceits of the devil. Paul wrote, therefore, put on God's complete armor, that you may be able to resist and stand your ground on the evil day. So first, the apostle places the stress on the armor of God as a whole. He then considers the importance of each individual piece of this God-provided armor. What is this full and complete armor that God provides for His soldiers? Well, it's all of the equipment and all of the provision that God has provided for us. As defensive armor, it's tailored to protect us, but it is also usable to ensure spiritual triumph over the enemy. The apostle's first point in defining this armor is it is God's provision and not our own. But we are responsible to take it up and to put it on once and for all. Nothing but the clothing that God has provided will give us safety and success. Secondly, we will need each piece of the gospel armor. Therefore, we must put it on and be careful not to leave off a single piece. In another passage, Paul summarizes the whole armor of God. It's found in Romans chapter 13 and verse 14. Put on or clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of your sinful nature. We could say that the defensive armor God has provided for His people is a symbolic description of the Lord Jesus Himself. Under the figure of the Roman soldier's gear, the apostle relates what Christ is to the believer. Through faith, we are to appropriate Christ through an understanding of and application to our lives of what He has done for us. Like Timothy, we need to heed the exhortation, you then, my son, be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. He is the source of our armor. He Himself is our defense. To put on the armor is to understand Christ's provision for us and our identification with His work. In other words, we assume the attitude of faith at work in our lives. When all the pieces of this gospel armor are considered together, they tell us what Christ Jesus is to us as the Lord Protector. Putting on or taking up the various pieces of armor consists in our understanding of each piece's significance. The pieces describe Jesus' relationship to us, and they can defend us in the various areas of our lives which come under Satan's attack. Remember this, and put on by faith and confession of who you are in Christ and who we are in Christ in the midst of the spiritual battles. The hymn writers have correctly interpreted the Word of God to us in this manner. Listen to these verses from various hymns. Stand up, my soul, shake off your fears, and gird the gospel armor on. March to the gates of endless joy, where your great Captain Savior's gone. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer, where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. The fight is on. Arouse, you soldiers, brave and true. Jehovah leads, and victory will assure. Go buckle on the armor God has given you, and in his strength unto the end endure. Or this one. Fight the good fight with all your might. Christ is your strength, and Christ your right. Lay hold on life, and it shall be your joy and crown eternally. This has been Wayne Conrad with Bible Insights. I want to take just a moment on this broadcast to thank those of you who listen to my podcast, especially those who listen on a regular basis. I do not take you for granted, and I give thanks to God for you. And my prayer for you is that God will strengthen you through these little understandings of His most holy word. I'd like for you to be so kind as to maybe give a review of my podcast. You can do so by going to Apple Pod and clicking on review, and you can give a rating. It might help my podcast to grow even more if you might share how God has blessed you through the broadcast. Also, I invite you to write me with your questions or with your encouragements. You can write me at my address at 8441 Honeycutt Road, Dallas, Texas, 75228, or you can send an email to wanconrad@yahoo.com. Again, thank you. And the next time, may God's richest blessing be upon you as you think about His Word and what it says to us as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, or as those who need to know Him through repentance and faith.